Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We're setting up for a fun one today. Let's get this show moving with the Casualty. All right, everybody, that was the Casualties on
Pogo City Radio.
Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam, hanging out by myself today. Now, I had kind of a rough week. First of all, Monday, I felt like shit as soon as I woke up. I get in my car, and we had like an ice storm around here. I'm driving down 22, right where 22 and 57 split for you locals in that big turn, and I think I hit ice, and I start, like, my car starts sliding all over the place at 4:30 in the morning, and I'm like, what the fuck, and I get it under control, and I'm driving slow, and I'm like, I didn't hit ice, I have no brakes, my brakes just totally went in an ice storm, and I was like, a couple miles from work, so I drove into work and got myself towed home at the end of the day. For the rest of the week, I was using my father's car, and I play most of my music off my phone in the car. My dad isn't set up like that. He's got a CD player, and he had like two CDs in the car. He had Casualties on the Front Line, which is one of my dad's favorite albums, and then he had one of the punk in the streets, I don't know which volume, The Vicious Mistress, probably the new one I'm thinking, number three. It had Anti-Citizen on it, so I've been listening, and The Damn Broads, I've been listening to those two albums all week, and, you know, I talk shit, on later casualties. It's just not the same. And I just don't like it as much, but that doesn't mean it's not good. And I gotta say, out of all the later albums, that's definitely one of the best later albums they did. And it's one of the oldest later. Wow, this is getting complicated. One of the older later albums. But I definitely love the intro on that track. I just love Rick's bass playing in general, to be honest. Like, it's just so punchy and fast. It reminds me of, like, kind of like old school Defiance, you know what I mean? Like the No Future, No Help album. It's different, but still just, it's pumping eighth notes, but it's like so rapid and all over the neck. It's fucking awesome. It's awesome. So we decided to start off the show with some Casualties for you guys. Now, I don't know, the lovely rude girl Jessica, if you were listening, a little orgasm noise, but if you were listening last week, you know, she's been having her problems with her ear, where she just like starts gushing blood out of her ears and then falls on the ground, and it's very alarming. But like, it's nothing though. It's just she has a ruptured eardrum thanks to the Sportsman's Cafe. She has a ruptured eardrum, and when she gets sick, her ears start bleeding, and Jessica falls over like a sack of potatoes. So we were in the hospital twice this week, and they just basically said, just clean up the blood and take the antibiotics and bullshit, and you'll be all good. But I had a real rough week at work, just my job in general, and then being in the ice storm. So I'm like driving forklifts outside through giant fucking grenade sized potholes with steel. You know, it's cold, it's rough, but it makes me think about a band called Chelsea. So why don't, in honor of my difficult work week, why don't we get to write to Work by Chelsea on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
I don't even know what tomorrow
All right, that was Chelsea on
Poro City Radio.
Now, if you guys listen to the show regularly, I've said plenty of times that when I really need to kick some ass at work and I gotta get something done like quick, or I just feel like kicking its ass, because totally the whole time I'm at work, I'm just in my head going, "You're my bitch. You're fuck you, fuck you." That's just what I'm saying to like everything I'm doing. It's very, very, very energetic. You know what I mean? It's kind of like being in a football game. But when I really need to crank some shit out, I definitely throw on the Wretched Ones. And this is one of the first albums I go to. And this is the first track on the album. Here's Overtime coming off We Don't Belong to Nobody.
The shape I'm in, I better wake up and do it all again. It will never stop, not before I drop. Act like I feel fine, I gotta keep working. Overtime, I gotta work. Overtime.
Now, that was the Wretched Ones coming straight out of Jersey. So, it's tax season, and I'm doing my taxes, and, you know, I'm going to get a nice chunk of money back. So, me and Jessica are thinking about going to one of these festivals, and it looks like we're leaning towards Fuck You, We Rule. Okay. Now, I looked into it. It seems like the cheapest tickets I can find, we'd have to fly out of Philly. I'd rather fly out of Newark, but we'd have to fly out of Philly. It's going to save some money then. And the cheapest tickets I can find were $425 round trip to get to Tulsa for the show. So passes for the show, $75, weekend passes. There'll be day passes and shit like that later, but more bands to be announced. I really want to see the bands that get announced. I don't even know. It's like we don't even know who's playing yet, but one major headliner that's been confirmed is The Exploited. So since we're probably going to go to Fuck You, We Rule, why don't we turn on some Exploited next. Now, we started the show with some Later Casualties, and I feel the same way about Later Exploited as I do about Later Casualties. That being, you know, it's good and all, but it's just not the same. I like the old school stuff. But just like the start of the show when we went with the Later Casualties, we're going to go with some Later Exploited. And one of my favorite songs by Later Exploited, here's Beat the Bastards.
I always thought you knew it was me.
Exploited on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. Now, damn, that sounds like some shit. Maybe when I need to get some shit done at work, I should throw on too. Holy fuck. Now, joining the Exploited at Fuck You, We Rule this year is a band coming out of Maine. You know I'm talking about a global threat. So here they are with both Brian and Mark on vocals, coming off What the Fuck Will Change. Here's Religious Scam. We'll be right back.
Count your boss when dust kills the light. Your ass will do it the back. Looking down at a cat.
Two for a global threat. A global threat coming off Here We Are, which was the third full length. Now, that closer to the lineup that will be playing at Fuck You, We Rule. So we'll have to see if me and Jessica decide to spend some extra cash and take a trip down to Oklahoma, of all fucking places. So why don't we stick with bands that are going to be playing in Oklahoma this June, I believe. I believe it's like June 29th it starts. I don't know offhand. Somewhere around there. But this next band is a band that Sean Bedlam has painted on the back of his jacket. So this one's for him. These guys are playing at Fuck You, We Rule. Here's the Agrestics on Pogo City Radio. Follow me to hell.
Follow me to hell. Follow me. Follow me to hell. Follow me. Follow me to hell. Follow me. Follow me to hell.
Oi, oi, oi. Oi, oi, oi. Oi, oi, oi.
big wrestlers, Pogo City Radio. All right. Now, I made a post on Facebook, on my personal Facebook, but by the way, check out Pogo City Radio's Facebook, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio, at Pogo City Radio, Instagram, all them fucking places. Find us, hit us up, follow us, whatever. Also, I'm at Andrew Bedlam on Facebook, but from my personal account, it was lunch the other day. And I was in the break room, I think it was yesterday, and fucking, they had the radio playing, and fucking Ground Control to Major Tom comes on the fucking radio. I have hated that song since I was like 5 years old. That and that fucking Stick song, I'm Sailing Away. Songs make me want to kill my fucking self, all right? Now, I said on Facebook that fucking, I said, I'm cool with Bowie and all, but I think Major Tom is one of the worst songs ever made in musical history. So, but yeah, there you go. There you go. I hate it. And by the way, the worst bands are definitely U2, Styx, Journey, and Genesis. All right. Those are the four worst goddamn bands on this motherfucking planet. They're so bad, they don't even deserve to be called bands. See, that's why I messed up their name. Did you get that? But one thing that I did not put on that list is David Bowie, because I don't hate David Bowie. I just hate that song of David Bowie. But one thing I am a big fan of, Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. So why don't we make a track off that album, this week's Pogo City
Wildcard, bitches!
What's here?
Yes, the Pogo City Wildcard, where we play something a little off format. Now, I guess I'm going to have to go with some David Bowie on this one. Here's Suffragette City.
I can't.
All right, that was David Bowie in this week's Pogo City motherfucking wild card. The rise and fall of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars, Suffragette City. That being said, Major Tom is one of the worst songs ever recorded. All right. Now, you know what? We were playing bands from Fuck You, We Rule. And this is one of those shows where I have absolutely nothing prepared. I started at like 6:30 in the morning and just got nothing prepared. Sitting up here playing whatever the fuck comes to mind. And seems like a good track listing for this show is the flyer for Fuck You, We Rule. Okay, so let's get to the motherfucking Potato Pirates. And now remember, you guys can go back in the fucking archives and hear an awesome interview we did with Steve, the drummer from the Potato Pirates, who's also the drummer in Wheels, too. So let me see if I can find the Potato Pirates. Now, what should we do? Now, like, Jessica only allows us to play, like, three songs from this band that she is obsessed with. And I guess maybe we'll be nice and play one of those for her. Now, I don't know. Jessica's two favorite ones, Thinking About Drinking, Fuck the Radio, and I don't know. Which one of those should we play? Like, you guys can actually tell me. Are you guys thinking about it? Let's see if I pick the one you're thinking. I'm going to go with Fuck the Radio on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Okay, well, I don't care if the radio's free. All these songs are stupid to me. Fuck the radio. The bands are played up from my scene, and someone's works are a cheap mockery. Fuck the radio. I just threw up in my mouth, and this song made me wanna kill myself. Shoes and stay!
The Potato Pirates on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Now remember, go over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
Check out the archives, look for the interviews, go find Steve's episode. It was a fun, fun time. Now, since we were saying that we're probably going to Fuck You, We Rule, another show that we're definitely going to is this Dropkick Murphy show the week of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving? No. St. Patrick's Day.
I may have f***ed up here.
St. Patrick's Day. I meant that, I swear. Why? Let's play some motherfucking Dropkick Murphys and Vice and Virtues. That's what we're going to fucking play. I hope I didn't play this like 2 weeks ago. I think I may have. Should I not play it now? Oh, well, this is the one we're playing. Here's the Dropkick Murphys on Pogo City Radio.
Now hear me, all you victims. Come listen, gather round. For now, we'll tell the story of our brothers in the crowd. One dead from the bottle.
Dropkick Murphys on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Now that crusty fuck Josh, gotta give him some cheers. He sprung for tickets, bought everybody tickets for the Dropkick Murphys show going down at what the fuck's that place called? Not the Starland, that's in Jersey. Fuck, I have got to get more on top of this shit. It's in the Poconos. Starland? No, not the Starland Ballroom.
I may have f***ed up here.
I don't know. I'll find something about it. Why don't we get to more music instead of just listening to me sound like an idiot for five more fucking minutes? Now, we've played a lot of heavier shit on tonight's show, so let's bubblegum it up a little. And we're going to do some Screeching Weasel. And here's Get Off My Back coming off the Bark Like a Dog album.
Well, you're outside looking at passing your finger at me. Yeah.
Screeching Weasel on Pogo City Radio. We're going to keep the music rocking right along with some UK subs. New York State Police. Oh, by the way, that Dropkick Murphys show happened at the Sherman Theater. The Sherman, not the Starland, the Sherman. Here's UK subs. Let's take a trip from the UK to LA with X and Los Angeles.
Next.
Some X for you on Pogo City Radio. Just before that, we had the UK subs, and we had a chance to see the Virus open up for the UK subs about a year ago. Real fun time out in Philly. Let's get to the Virus with Paul on vocals next. Here's one of my favorites, Throw Away Kids. Anthem for the kids on the street. That's right, the Virus. It's coming off the pitchy disc. Also, the singles and rarities. I remember when I first got that singles and rarities album, I listened to that shit endlessly throughout high school. And when I was in like ninth grade, this thing was in my little Walkman CD player. Fucking crazy. Like, amounts. Yes, yes, yes. All right. So, let's get to a West Coast band. And what will West Coast bands sing about? You know, amphetamine. Here's the Stitches with Amphetamine Girl.
Take it for a ride.
the Stitches on
City Radio.
All right, now earlier in the show, I made reference to Kelly from Defiance. And yeah, he was the one actually putting out the albums too, the bass player in Defiance, whatever label that was. I don't remember. It was his label though. And fucking, I also an album that was fucking on my turntable and definitely in my fucking CD player riding the bus to high school in like ninth grade. Let's get to No Future, No Hope album with the first track, one that my old band used to cover. And let me tell you, my mother was thrilled when her like 15-year-old son would cover Fuck Them All in her basement. So here's Fuck Them All coming off No Future, No Hope, Defiance. All right, we're going to be getting out of here for the night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Okay.